Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we're giving away a sign book? Or what is this, Hoff? A meeting?
It's a signing. You get tickets to a signing.
Oh, now that I read this, it's going to be...
Somewhere in Manhattan I saw he's going to do a signing, yeah.
Chance to win a pair of tickets, see Steve at his special Me Here You There book signing meet and greet. So we'll give that away. I'll read you the whole week when we do that. We'll give that away in an hour. He is...
Hey, go little schmoozeroo.
He's a jam, man.
He is unique.
Dude, he sent me an email.
Yeah.
You know, he heard the news or whatever and was like sending his regards. I had no idea who the email was from.
Well, what did it say from the sender?
It said Steve.
Anonymous?
I actually thought it was Steve Apria.
Steve at Gmail?
No, it's like, so I'm not going to give his email away.
No, obviously.
It's not his name.
Oh.
So I see it and then there's a whole paragraph and like, you know, you'll be fine, whatever it was, Steve. And in my mind, for some reason, I'm thinking Steve Apria in engineering.
And I write back. He was also a great guy. Steve Apria is awesome.
Yeah, he is the best. I write back like, yeah, man, I'm ready to build the studio. He's going to start a new list of services.
He's going to help build the studio for you.
And then Summers responded back without even acknowledging the studio line and something else. And this whole time I'm thinking it's Apria. And then I see
that
Steve.
Is hysterical.
So I see him in the hall.
I saw him the other day. Yeah, he comes in
to do his podcast once a week, whatever. And I'm like, oh, hey, man, you know, did you hear what's going on? He's like, yeah, I sent you an email. I'm like, oh, that was you?
That's bizarre. I mean, it's one thing to like have one, you know, like one step of miscommunication, but for somebody to send you something, to you to respond to somebody else, and like it never gained some clarity. That's fairly unique. That's hard to do.
I knew I recognized I should have known better. Anyway, so stay tuned. We'll give away the Summers book signing tickets in a little bit. 888-808-1019. We're talking free agency. I don't think, even though that maybe the price for Scooble is too high, I still don't. And you know how badly I want Peralta and McGill in that trade. And you're saying, well, they got to move on. I don't know if you could take that. I don't want to say risk. I don't know if I'm taking myself out of the Scooble sweepstakes ever. So they probably had those conversations. I'm sure the prices are astronomically high, as they should be for Scooble at this point. We'll get closer and closer to spring training. If the Pirates got to make the, the Tigers got to make a decision to, you know what, or get off the pot. And in that particular point, I would BT wait and make sure I'm in a proper spot and position to go land Scooble if they do trade him. Because if he gets traded somewhere else,
yep.
That to me is more unacceptable or less acceptable than losing both Diaz or Alonso.
Yeah, that's something you go nuts over. Yeah, unlike the Diaz stuff. Well, not Pete's different than Diaz, to be fair to Pete. But, yeah, that would be a different type of energy. Listen, I think no matter what you do, no matter how you attack the Scooble angle, you're going to have to do so without all the information that you want. Like, at some point, there's going to be a leap of faith. meaning you could talk to Boris, you could talk to Scoble. Hey, how interested are you? Really, are you going to resign here? You're not going to get it in writing. That's just a pipe dream. That's fiction. So you're going to have to either say, okay, we feel comfortable enough to part with a lot of stuff that's going to change the entire complexion of their minor league pipeline, not knowing that he's going to sign, but thinking that we have a chance, or we're not going to do it because it's not going to be definite. Kind of like the Yankees with Soto. Yankees got burned.
BT and Sal on the Fan. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Let's go back to the calls here. Chris is in Poughkeepsie. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How are you? First-time caller. I love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
I think the biggest thing that's driving Mets fans nuts with Diaz, especially me, is here you have a guy that was traded in 2019 and was a disaster. Every Mets fan that saw this guy come out of the bullpen, he was giving up home runs, giving up leads. I mean, Mets fans hated him. And then you had a guy in New York basically rise out of the dead and become a player in 2022 that Mets fans just loved. They fell in love with. And he became our guy, our closer, the trumpets, everything. And then you see him leave, and it makes you wonder, is it a Durant-like move? You know, I can't win with the Mets, so let me go to the team that won the last two World Series. And the other problem is, too, like, in game 161 in 2024, even though he gave up that lead to the Braves and Lindor bailed him out, he wanted to come back out in the ninth and finish that game. So it just shows
I hope
that
so. It's the least he can do after blowing it before that.
Yeah.
But it was the fact that he wanted to be there and he wanted to be in New York. And you know what? Whether or not they didn't communicate with him with Williams or not, I mean, listen, business is business. But it's just, it feels like there's something off to why he wouldn't want to be here after he seemed like we endured him. He wanted to be the guy. And who else is the best closer in baseball? I mean, I know the Phillies have Duran. But who else is the best closer in baseball other than Diaz?
Devin Williams.
I mean, how do you replace that?
Honestly, Devin Williams, over the last 4 years, and thanks for the call, Chris. I'm not trying to be funny. We've done it. Go look at Baseball Reference or whatever stats you want to find. Go look at the last four seasons in total and tell me who the best closers in baseball have been. Nobody's going to say that Diaz wasn't one of them. He was, and obviously I want him back. So, yeah, of course, there's a part of the rant that was bitter yesterday with him leaving. I do think that there's clearly more to the story. I was surprised that he left, period. I was flat out shocked when I saw what he left for. And then you heard the trickles of, well, he wasn't too thrilled about Hefner not being there. Oh, he wasn't too thrilled about them signing Williams without saying it. He never went back to the Mets. If he wanted to leave for the Dodgers, that's one thing. That's a dumb business decision not to go back to the Mets and see if you could get even more money from the Dodgers. That's even Yamamoto was smarter than that.
That's business 101. That's where you just, you know, you keep playing another hand or so. Draw them in. Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'll play. Yep. There's some more chips. We'll let you think you have a chance to win. And then you get, I don't know, $7, $8, $9 million in totality from the Mets. And then you bring that back to the Dodgers. You present it to them. And instead of signing 3 years, $69 for the Dodgers, maybe you get 3 years, $80.
Whatever,
that's business.
Whatever the reasons are, can we all agree that it is clear Diaz did not want to be back?
It's one of
the
first
Mets.
Things I said. That okay. was never. Even his. Forget about the fact that he was connected to the Dodgers for well over a month. That's true. We all kind of felt it. When he spoke about the Mets, about free agency, there was no, it was fairly emotionless, kind of like Soto. Hey, I got to see what's best for my family. He didn't go on and on about his, how devoted he is to the Mets and how much he loves their core and he believes in their vision. He was cutthroat.
I just wonder what the hell really went into it. If it's some of the stuff that was being reported, that's kind of out of the Mets' control. The Mets can't say, well, we're going to keep a pitching coach because Edwin Diaz is not going to be happy. The Mets can't not sign Devin Williams to their bullpen at what they feel is a good value because it might upset Diaz. It wasn't like they said, we're bringing Williams back, you're toast. Mm-hmm. They brought Williams back with the intention of bringing Diaz back as well. So those are two things that I would say that is not the Mets' fault. Is there something deeper that we're not aware of yet with Diaz and potential issues? I don't believe that, because then why would he even negotiate with the Mets to begin with? Was he just insulted that the Mets wouldn't give him blow him away with the 5 year, $100 million? I'm not sure what the, did he just want to go to the Dodgers and try to win there? I don't know all the answers, but at this point, to me, it's clear You can't blame the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mets, you blame Diaz for not wanting to be here. I don't think there's a fault of the Mets for losing.
No, I said the same thing yesterday. I agree. I think that the Mets had a pretty good feel that this was going to happen, which is why Devin Williams is here. It's called Plan B, or at least an option, and a viable one. So I think that they would have liked to retain Diaz. They would have liked to have had a chance to match and exceed the Dodgers and, you know, maybe get him to stay. And then, you know, Diaz is the closer, Williams is eighth, and you're good to go. But I think deep down they thought that he was bouncing, so they had to get somebody else in there.
I agree. Jason is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, boys. Good morning. I love your show. I don't know how many times we need to rehire Billy Martin, but I'm going to miss you guys. You're the best show on the fan by far, and you guys let everyone talk. Thing on Diaz, I think that it's time to part ways. He's been there 6 years, 7 years, whatever it was. Val, you mentioned when's the last time he was good in a big spot. I agree with that. But I've called in before about this. We will close on this. I always like giving you guys Sopranos trivia.
Hmm.
Can you tell me how many people and who Ooh. Tony killed?
Oh, geez, how many he actually bought? That's a tough
The first one,
one
I remember, it, okay, let me think.
I'll give you one, yeah. Is Willie Overall, which is, like, talked about. It's not shown. It was his first one. He and Paulie talk about it. So now you got seven.
Oh, you're talking about on camera, though?
On camera kills. There are seven on camera
The
kills.
One I remember, was it?
Ralphie?
Well, yes.
I mean, with the shotgun.
Well, also Big Pussy.
Of course.
I mean, he was a part
but
of
that's
that.
Not, is but, that really his kill? I mean, that's a tag
you,
team
you
kill.
Count that
he
one?
Shot him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
they all shot him.
And
okay.
No, but I think he was the first one. The first one, though, that I remember is the kid. Was it Bevel Aqua? What was it?
Yeah.
Good job, Sal.
Yeah, when
yep.
he took him out
Good
in that
job.
Shed and
yeah.
you know, blasted him. Where
he, and he peed himself.
Yeah.
He gave him a soda,
him a
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave him a soda. Yeah.
I remember that. Nine.
You said Ralphie already?
I said Ralphie. I'm going to say 9 or 10.
Okay, that's...
Did he do Richie Aprile too? No, right?
No, that's Janice.
Oh, right, Janice.
Janice,
yeah, okay,
when he was
right.
eating his pork chops.
Yeah.
So you have Ralphie, Pussy, Bevel Aqua.
And how many
and
more
then,
are there?
And there are four more.
Oh, the guy.
Oh,
in
he gave us the number.
The guy at college. The guy
Correct.
When he went
yep.
to take Meadow to college. Remember, he strangled the guy
yep.
up there.
Yes, at that
and
little motel
travel agency.
Yeah.
Yep. And then there was. I'll give you, you're missing two big ones, but I'll give you the harder one.
He didn't kill one of his Goombas.
Can I do a favor? I have 10 episodes left of season 6. Don't spoil
oh.
them.
This guy's still catching up.
Oh.
He's going to watch Different Strokes next week.
Go ahead, Hoff, close your ear.
I'm walking away.
Go ahead, give us the final ones, Jason.
Girlfriend. The guy, Chucky Signori, who he shoots on the boat. Remember, he pulls the gun out of the fish.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then the two big ones are, of course, his cousin, and then
Tony Blondetto, yeah.
And the last one was who? Chrissy. And who?
And Moltisanti.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's a good one. Chris, I forgot about that. Thank you for the call, Jason. That was fun trivia right there. Yeah, but Chrissy, I don't know if I would call that a kill. I mean, I guess technically.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
He, unconventional when he just left him hanging. He just basically.
I know.
I'll tell you the thing. I know. I can still see him. The car's overturned. I'm going to use the word pointing again because it was pointing. Now, you know I love Pink Floyd. I don't talk about Pink Floyd very much, but I love Pink Floyd, right? Saw Roger Waters in concert in San Francisco, I don't know, 10 years ago, whatever it was, The Wall. And not the whole Pink Floyd band, but Waters was there. Anyway, when they're driving and Tony knows that he's got to put him down, Comfortably Numb is playing as they're driving at night.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So
That's
a cool subliminal.
It's a subliminal song. It's a deep song. The beat, the pace, perfect. And then obviously a lot of drugs with Chrissy, with his
background.
That's what
I'm saying. That's a good subliminal messaging right there from David Chase. Ah, man. I think I'm due for a...
Just another pinprick.
I was just... What's that, the song?
Yeah, part of it.
I was talking about this actually yesterday on the SI Media podcast with Jimmy Traina. And
What'd Jimmy say about us? Anything?
He brought up... I don't want to get into that yet. He brought up... That Sopranos is on, I guess they're doing a marathon on HBO, and anytime he sees it, he wants to go back and watch it.
Can't help it.
We were talking about, I forget the specific episodes. Anyway, we were just talking about that. I am due for a rewatch myself. I think once every year, I need Rocky. Definitely Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely, over the holiday break, I'm going to do the Rocky rewatch.
Okay.
And then maybe I dive into the Sopranos again. It's so great.
You know what's interesting? I've talked to you about Rocky. I've watched him with my son. I haven't let him watch Creed. There's some sexual content. Okay. Still 10. That's just way too young for that. But all the other Rockies we've watched, as much as we love Stallone, did you get into Rambo? Because I did not get into Rambo.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it in snippets. I've never seen, First Blood. It was a couple of different
ones.
Supposed to
be great.
I know. Hoff, did you get into Rambo?
I'm sure he's a Rambo guy.
Rambo was great.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get into it.
Rambo 3?
Yeah.
There was a Rambo 3. How many did it go?
I think it was at least 3.
There's at least... No, well, because then there was the newest one that they did in 2007.
Really?
Remember that one? Yeah.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
First Blood was the first one, right?
First Blood... The second one, I forget the setting, but the third one, I think it's in...
Russia?
No. It's in Iraq, I think. Or something
Wow.
Like that.
Maybe go back and do a Rambo.
I'd have to watch that one.
I've never seen that, but I'd be curious to at least see what it's about.
Me too, a little bit.
Although I don't know now, going back and watching some of those movies from the 80s that I missed out on.
Yep.
Will it hold up? Will I have the attention?
Well, that's why I love The Sopranos. Even though the style's different, but, there's a lot of old... And Tony was a classic rock fan. Like, he listened to classic rock, which is my favorite genre.
Yeah.
I can watch it every day.
Alex is calling from Southampton, New Jersey. What's up, Alex?
Hello, Al.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love you guys. I love you guys. I feel like I said a little sad, but love you guys.
Thanks, man. Love you, too, brother. Thank you. Afghanistan, okay, by the way, with First Blood, with Rambo, the third one. Go ahead, Al.
Yes. I wanna know why you guys both annoyed this general manager from the Mets Stearns, like the guru, the smartest.
I never did that.
Man.
I never did that. Okay. I think he's good.
So I apologize.
Yeah, win something. No, it's okay. You got to win a championship first before you get that.
I don't think either of us have anointed him, but he did have an excellent track record in Milwaukee. And I think the main point of what we're saying is that he hasn't had time to do anything here. It's been two years.
Let me finish. Let me finish. And I'm saying, you guys are right. I'm not saying about that. Is that you guys are pretty good at hammering somebody when they don't do their job. He didn't do the job last year. He comes from a sport. He's a fish. Used to swim in a small pond. Now he's swimming with the sharks.
Okay.
Now he needs to produce here. In Milwaukee, it was okay if he makes the playoffs. Here, we have to win. And the Mets came within what? One series away from the World Series the year before? And this year, it went totally. Why he's not taken to task?
I'll tell you why.
I mean, the Diaz thing also, it smells like him.
What do you mean?
One of the best closer... let me explain. You have one of the best closer in baseball. It's not out of the realm to consult when you're going to sign another one. It happens all the time in baseball. And you're going to let him go to the Dodgers when you're supposed to have king? Like, Sal, you say he's king. He's going to take everybody for a couple of... He should have stayed with the Mets. He would have given him $75 million.
Alex, he didn't go back to the Mets.
Because the Mets want a penny pinch, not the owner.
But Alex, come on. And thank you for the call, and we do appreciate the support, but you couldn't be more lost on this one. The Mets want to, quote your words, Alex, penny pinch. Look at the payrolls. Look at the payrolls. With Stearns, without Stearns, since Cohen has taken over, there's nothing that has been penny pinching with the New York Mets. So you're wrong factually there. That's strike one. Strike two is Diaz didn't give the Mets a chance to either match or go higher. What do you want them to do? Strike three is David Stearns inherited a team in 2024. We've gone over this, BT, many times
before. A lot
before.
Of times, yep. Let's do it again for Alex.
What's he supposed to do? Come in and take a wrecking ball to it right away? He had to evaluate what was happening. There was a lot of money already committed to the players on this team, whether it be McNeil, Alonso at the time, Lindor, Nimmo. He had to see what was going on, and in that evaluation period, the Mets happened to sneak into the playoffs and go on a run. Now he's in a tough spot where he couldn't take a blowtorch to it, even though maybe his instinct said this isn't sustained. You said the same thing.
Yep, we've been
smoke and mirrors that year. Yep. They barely made the playoffs. They go, and everybody's like, "Oh, they're one piece away," and I get sucked into it. Dude, oh, they're one piece away. Then he has his first offseason. He botched the pitching. We ripped him to shreds from Montas before Montas even set foot on the mound. So everybody knew that. And then the Mets fell apart. They had a bad season. Now he's finally able to say, here's what I need to do. And he's starting to do it. You just got to let him do it. And then after this year, then you could really fully evaluate David Stearns.
That's the scoreboard for him. Yeah, okay. So a couple things there from Alex. So his first point was, and I know you just largely refuted it, but I'll just add this to it. Like the way we hailed Stearns or how we hold him in such high regard and it's not really fair or earned yet. Well, you know, any scouting report that I had on David Stearns was rooted in his success for Milwaukee, but then also because as a shrewd, sharp, young business baseball executive, that's appealing to me. And I'm just sitting there saying, well, if he did that there with limited resources, then why wouldn't it transfer over to the Mets even more with an unlimited checkbook? So that's why the energy was there for him so positively. And now the third year is he's got to get it done, or he might get fired, or it's going to get really hot on that seat. Number one. The other thing, and you brought this up, I wasn't even thinking about this. Like, why would you not confer with Diaz about Williams? Because he's not under contract. You know, I gave you the Jeter A-Rod thing when they rightfully asked Derek. You know, I ask is maybe a little bit of a loose interpretation, but ran it by him, just kind of kicked the tires emotionally. And Jeter's he's a winner. I want to win. And Alex is great. Get him. We'll figure the other stuff out. He's a great player. Get him. That's when you do it. I gave you the Curry Durant example as well from Golden State. You don't do it for somebody for a closer, and you certainly don't do it for somebody who's not even officially on the team contractually.
Right. I could see if he were on the team. Let's say he was signed for one more year.
Yeah.
And they went to him and were like, hey, we're thinking about bringing in Devin Williams.
But just to let you know, you're the closer. Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, that's fine.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's not on the team.
Yeah.
Imagine, think about the... Now, first of all, they have no... They have no connection to need to do that or whatever it may be. What's the term I'm looking for?
No, they have no responsibility to do that.
Correct.
That's a big word. We couldn't come up with responsibility.
I don't know. My head's all over. Anyway, they didn't have to do that to Edwin Diaz. But beyond that, do you think it will be smart business when you're negotiating with a free agent who's probably negotiating with other teams to tell another free agent your plans?
No.
As it pertains to another... Like, that would be dumb. Why would I tell Edwin Diaz so he could tell his agent so then they could tell other teams what Devin Williams is going to be getting?
No, you don't do that.
That is like asinine. You would never do that.
Never.
Diaz is a moron if he thought that the Mets were going to go to him and say that. Different story if he were under contract. His feelings got hurt. I would bet, forget the Hefner stuff, forget the Williams stuff. I would bet his feelings got hurt when the Mets wouldn't acquiesce or bend to his demands of 5 years, $100 million. Then they got hurt even more when he realized the open market wasn't going to give him anywhere near what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, he's probably making decisions based on emotion, which aren't the right ways to make decisions.
Well, yes, as a general premise, you want to have your checklist, you want to be pragmatic. To have a big decision in life driven by emotion is probably going to work out worse, poorly more times than not. But I would say the way he assessed even if it was just emotion, this I think this situation will work out well. He's on a better team with better weather, with a better roster, and I don't know what they did in terms of deferring, and we'll get the contract details, and there's tax implications. Boomer loves that stuff, and I appreciate it. I understand it. I'm not going to drone on and on about it now. It's not the time. It's not the place. I don't really fully understand it, but I get enough of it to know what he meant this morning. But that matters. So, you know, he's from Puerto Rico. That's a short vet. You know, can you kick it down the road and you get, you know, you save $7-9 million there because you're getting taxed in Puerto Rico? Well, if it's deferred, that's the short version. I don't know, and I really don't care. But if I'm Diaz and the money's comparable, I got palm trees and I got a world championship backdrop, I'll take that. And by the way, one of the best players that I played with for the last couple of years isn't even re-signed, and the thought is that the organization is not going to really go very far to bring him back. And Pete, I'm out of here.
Right, but the grass is always greener. And then you realize that, maybe he made a bad decision. Leaving the, he was comfortable here. He was beloved here. The trumpets became a thing. Now he's going to a new spot, new locker room, new fan base, new atmosphere, new pressures. I'm not saying it's going to work out or not. I'm just saying that I don't believe he made the decision with all the stuff leaking out would show me that he clearly was acting on emotion as opposed to, you know what, I really just want to go with a team with a chance to win, and New York couldn't provide that as well as L.A. The fact that he didn't go back to the Mets to even up the price, just I'm not getting the sense that he made the soundest decisions here. It doesn't mean it can't work out, like you said.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect that it would, because even if he doesn't do very well, there's so much talent there that it would probably overshadow any implosions he might have, unlike here where, yeah, it's a different roster. If he gives up a big lead late, it's probably going to be tougher to recover from. Yeah, we'll find out.
ERA over under 3 for Diaz.
I'll say slightly under. Yeah, I think he's going to be good.
Going over.
Of course you are. I don't blame you. You're
up
for that.
Up.
I got you. Hey, here's the bottom line. He's gone, and people are leaving fast from Queens. It is time to start getting some additions here.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More of your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.